Good morning. This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today and tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. The conference focuses on the theme, Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are taking part in the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the center of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas program at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister said the country is remembering the exemplary courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzade, Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji yesterday. Mr. Modi said the Sahibzade stood like a rock against the cruelty of the Mughals, shaking religious fundamentalism and terror.
वो वीर साहबजादे जिन्होंने उम्र और अवस्था की सीमाओं को तोड़ दिया, जो क्रूर मुगल सल्तनत के सामने ऐसे चट्टान की तरह खड़े हुए कि मजहबी कट्टरता और आतंक का वजूद ही हिला गया.
Home Minister Amit Shah has called for establishing a common anti-terrorism squad or ATS structure across the country and directed state directors general of police to implement it at the earliest. He said common ATS structure for the police across the entire country provides an opportunity for uniform preparation to counter terror attacks at every level. Mr. Shah was speaking yesterday after inaugurating the 2-day Anti-Terrorism Conference 2025, organized by the National Investigation Agency or NIA in New Delhi. He noted that the NIA has worked extensively to develop a common ATS framework and has already shared it with state police forces. He said a uniform structure will ensure standardized preparedness and response mechanisms at every level across the country. India has expressed grave concern over hostilities against minorities in Bangladesh. Briefing media in New Delhi, the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal condemned the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Memansingh city of Bangladesh. He said that the perpetrators of the crime must be brought to justice.
We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Memansingh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arsons, land grab, have been documented by independent sources.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the president will grace the centenary celebrations of Old Cheeky Script at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The Old Cheeky Script was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for the Santhali language. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has approached the Supreme Court, challenging the order of the Delhi High Court suspending the life sentence and granting bail to former UP MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. The CBI yesterday filed a special leave petition or SLP before the Apex Court against the High Court's decision. Earlier this week, the High Court ordered the suspension of former legislator's sentence during the pendency of his appeal against conviction and life imprisonment and also granted him conditional bail. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the third T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram last night to take an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing a target of 113 runs, India overhauled the score, posting 115 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in just 13.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.